This is Grand Finale, co-host of the Drive Time Radio Show, and you are listening to WGXC Agra, 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and we are listening in today on the WGXC Morning Show to potential threats to schools around the country. They have been circulating on social media so much so that local principals have been sending out warnings to parents before today about possible threat. Like Kara Durham, parents received a message that said in part, quote, "Even though this threat is not targeted at Kara Durham, the safety of our school community is our top priority. We take all potential threats of violence seriously. Our schools will remain attentive and will continue to follow the security protocols we have in place," unquote. So we'll listen in if anything happens today on the WGXC Morning Show. Plus, we'll hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns the blood.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. The number of COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths recently has been troubling, and that's before the Omicron variant has arrived here. On December 16th, Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan talked about the impending wave that's about to hit the Hudson Valley in his weekly COVID-19 address on social media.
We've seen cases somewhat stabilized the last few weeks in Ulster. Those are cases and infections that we're largely attributing to the Delta variant, and that seems to have somewhat leveled off thanks to all the actions we've taken. However, unfortunately, the Omicron variant emerging in other parts of the world is now clearly has made its way to the U.S. and most concerningly made its way to New York City. And my message as we head on into the holidays, which is not what we want to hear, but it's what we need to hear. We need to really brace ourselves and be ready for an Omicron wave that is making its way and has already to a certain extent made its way into New York and into the U.S. We have a really narrow window where we can still take some proactive action around the Omicron variant. The most important thing that we can do is to get our booster levels up.
Ulster County is the first to give out free COVID-19 test kits. Ulster officials started handing them out this week and continue next week from several locations, including from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. December 20th at the Saugerties Senior Center. Meanwhile, Greene County officials reported another COVID-19 death on December 15th. They also reported 34 more cases December 15th and 45 more on December 16th. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said the death was a vaccinated woman in her mid-60s who has severe comorbidities. Greene County officials have taken no action recently to stop the spread as case counts have risen, and they say they will not enforce Governor Kathy Hochul's recently announced mask mandate. Columbia County officials reported 25 more cases December 15th and 43 more on December 16th.
Nick Reisman is reporting for New York State of Politics. Governor Kathy Hochul announced December 15th millions in funding for local bridge improvement projects in Cairo, Catskill, and other local communities. Hochul said, and I quote, "The Bridge New York program provides essential funding to enhance the safety, resiliency, and reliability of critical municipally owned infrastructure. We must continue to make these strategic investments in our local communities to protect our residents from the increased frequency of extreme weather events, as well as to provide New Yorkers with the modernized and streamlined infrastructure they deserve," end quote. A list of the local projects being funded is available on the WGXC Newsroom webpage.
Andrea Macco is reporting for Porcupine Soup that Greene County officials are moving forward with plans to build an addition on to the back of the county courthouse in Catskill to house the Greene County Public Defender and the District Attorney offices, as well as the New York State Office of Court Administration. On December 15th, the county legislature released a 186-page request for qualifications, or RFQ, for architectural and engineering services for design and construction. The Criminal Justice Center is to be located on Bridge Street on the site of the former jail that was demolished earlier this year. The RFQ is the beginning of the process, beginning with an evaluation of the space needs of the occupants to determine the overall size of the building. According to the RFQ, the construction budget is to be between $12 and $18 million. Preliminary building evaluations indicate a potential building footprint of 16,000 gross square feet per floor and include the potential for an optional 3,000 gross square feet per floor building on the southern portion of the property that fronts Clark Street. A two-story, 2,160-square-foot garage located along Clark Street and commonly referred to as the carriage house will be used as part of the new Criminal Justice Center. The RFQ calls for the reuse of approximately 3,500 square feet of historic Ohio sandstone blocks preserved from the old jail. The historic courthouse was built in 1910 and then renovated in 2009. The project timeline starts with the selection of the architectural design team in March 2022, moving on to concept design in May 2022, and construction documents and bidding in August of 2022. Contracts will be awarded to the principal contractors in November of 2022. A 16-month construction schedule is anticipated with a final completion date in June 2024. Read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com.
Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that Jason Jones, the 29-year-old Catskill man who burst into flames after Catskill police used a taser to subdue him, died December 15th after being removed from a ventilator in an intensive care unit at Upstate University Hospital in Syracuse. Jones was on the ventilator for 48 days. In late October, Jones entered the Village of Catskill Police Station and doused himself with hand sanitizer, which is combustible. A confrontation with police ensued, and the police taser apparently sparked a fire. Police Chief Dave Darling said in early November, and I quote, "I think they were afraid he was going to hurt himself, and that's what started it. There are still details that we're trying to develop," end quote. So far, the State Attorney General's office has not indicated that it will seek to take over the investigation from the office of Greene County District Attorney Joseph Stanzoni, something typical of investigations involving the police. Both the lawyer for Jones, Kevin A. Lubrand, and the police are staying mum on the matter. Lubrand said last month, and I quote, "We've requested preservation of all recordings and written materials and have no further comment," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Steve Hughes and Paul Nelson reporting for the Times Union that Albany County is creating an online portal to let residents report violations of the state's new indoor mask mandate, as well as other issues they see involving mask and vaccine requirements. The portal is expected to go live in the next few days. It is part of the county's plans to enforce the state's new requirement. But at the same time, the county does not seem to be looking to immediately punish businesses that do not enforce the mandate. County spokesperson said on December 15th that any potential issues reported will be reviewed to decide what next steps are necessary. The county intends to work with businesses to educate them on the new policy and or enforcement. Schenectady County intends to focus on public education about the value of wearing a mask to slow the spread of coronavirus. Aggressive enforcement has not been a central part of the county's response to the virus. When an earlier state mask mandate was in effect, the county cited a few local businesses for violating the rule. Governor Kathy Hochul last week announced the indoor mask mandate, but left enforcement up to local counties. Schenectady County Majority Leader Gary Hughes said the county does not have the money to be the so-called mask police and that the onus needs to be on the people to be good citizens. Even before Hochul's announcement, Albany County Executive Dan McCoy and Schenectady Manager Rory Fluman issued a health advisory encouraging residents to resume mask wearing and for private businesses to require it, but they stopped short of mandating the practice. He said this week that educating people about the importance of masks and vaccinations remain the top priority. McCoy expressed some frustration that other counties in the region were not offering a similar message. Quote, "We haven't been able to do all that to get everyone in sync to come up with the same message," unquote, he said. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Natasha Von Holdridge reports for Columbia Green Media that Columbia Memorial Health Hospital in Hudson is celebrating its fifth anniversary of its partnership with Albany Medical Center and claiming that services have been expanded. Columbia Memorial stopped delivering babies in 2019, moving childbirth services to the birthplace at Albany Medical Center. Albany Medical Health System President and CEO Dr. Dennis P. McKenna said in a statement, and I quote, "The guiding principle of our system has been to elevate and maintain one level of quality care from Ankrumdale to Albany and across the entire capital region. Because we live in the communities we serve, we can respond effectively and efficiently to what our residents want and we have," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Ted Remsnyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media that an arrest has been made in connection with a fight between two Catskill High School students on December 8th, the Catskill Village Police Department said on December 15th. According to Lieutenant Daniel Ware with the Catskill Village Police, a minor was arrested the evening of the fight. Police declined to release the name of the student, citing his status as a minor under the age of 18, nor did they release any details concerning the charges that may have been filed. The video, which was recorded on a cell phone and subsequently posted on social media, shows an unidentified student putting his arm around 10th grader Sean Walters and shoving him across the cafeteria, launching him across a table, and causing him to fall to the floor. The unidentified student then stood over Walters and repeatedly punched him and stomped on his face before other students intervened to break up the fight. The unidentified student's mother has declined comment on the incident. Boy's father, Troy Walter, said the district did not contact him in the immediate aftermath of the altercation, and that he found out about the fight when his daughter sent him the video. Read more about the story at HudsonValley360.com.
On December 14th, the U.S. House voted 222-208 to, and I quote, "find Mark Randall Meadows in contempt of Congress for refusal to comply with a subpoena duly issued by the Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol," end quote. Meadows was chief of staff for President Donald Trump, who incited a coup attempting to throw out election results that did not suit him. Meadows wrote a book detailing his role in the coup and began turning over documents and agreeing to testify before Trump signaled disapproval and Meadows withdrew cooperation. All three Democrats in the Hudson Valley, Antonio Delgado, Paul Tonko, and Sean Maloney, voted for the contempt charge, while Republican Elise Stefanik voted against. Only two Republicans, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, voted that congressional subpoenas should be enforced, the contempt issue. Now it is up to Attorney General Merrick Garland over whether to indict Meadows. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon was indicted recently for his failure to comply with a subpoena issued by the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, sunny with a high near 53 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of rain and snow between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. There will be increasing clouds with a temperature low of around 30 degrees. And on Saturday, snow and sleet before 1 a.m., then rain and sleet between 1 a.m. and 4 p.m. The temperature high will be 36 degrees. And Saturday night, rain before 4 a.m., then a chance of snow, with a temperature low of around 28 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
You have tuned into all sorts of creative community voices on the radio on Friday, December 17th, including at 10 a.m., it's time for the Global Agogo Show to count down their top 10 albums of 2021 with music from around the world. At noon, we've got another special show. It's time for the Sugar Shack Jukebox's annual Christmas show with Rockin' Ray Palmer. Yes, he will take your request. You can call in during the show at 518-828-0290. That's 518-828-0290 and make request to Rockin' Ray Palmer on Jared Wickichu's The Sugar Shack Jukebox after the local news at noon until 2 p.m., when it's time for Data Cult Audio on the radio with Spank AU as the featured artist today. At 6 p.m., we head live to Main Street in Catskill for Clubhouse Radio with teens there talking about their stories and playing their songs. At 7 p.m., we hear from a different set of teens in Hudson. They're led by the Hudson Area Library, and they talk about what they've been reading lately on Bound by Books at 7 p.m. Then at 10 p.m., Guy and friends are in Hudson with a mix of Jersey Club, Techno House, and more on the radio at 90.7 FM WGXC.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page and copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Left Bank Ciders in Catskill host the Left Bank Holiday Market from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. Sunday, December 19th. With holiday wreaths, cutting boards, ceramics, syrup, teas, tinctures, comic art, soups, breads, cakes, and more. There'll be alcohol from Left Bank Cider, obviously, and local bluegrass band Unfinished Business performs at 4 p.m. You can find out more information on the WGXC community calendar online about this event and many others, WGXC.org.
There's gonna be a battle royal between Father Christmas and Santa.
WGXC is broadcasting again live music shows at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. And tune in for a live webcast Sunday, December 19th at 7:30 p.m. from the Avalon Lounge for Brian DeWan's annual Christmas show. That's Catskill artist Brian DeWan performing live Sunday, December 19th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill at 7:30 p.m. till 9 and on a live webcast at WGXC.org.
Santa Claus says ho, ho, ho. Father Christmas glowers and frowns. He takes his staff and takes a swing and boldly says, put up your dukes. And then he takes that golden crook and hooks it around Santa's arm.
Hello and welcome to the Better Weather with meteorological conditions for Greene and Columbia County and beyond for Friday, December 17th. And early this morning, we see a steep temperature gradient, 38 degrees in Oliveria and 46 degrees in Cheviot. That's going to rise to about 53 degrees around 2 p.m. It will be dry but windy, making it chilly today. Overnight, temperatures fall to 32 degrees. Just after 1 a.m., precipitation comes to the area. For us, it could be snow, it could be rain, it could be freezing rain. So it's time to be ready for anything, especially power outages if it takes the freezing rain route. Stock up on essentials. Charge your devices. That being said, the current model shows snow falling first, turning to sleet around 10 a.m., then turning to freezing rain after 1 p.m. Travel is not advised tomorrow. A high of only 34 degrees is expected. After dark, more rain is expected to fall, turning to sleet around 10 p.m., then finishing as snow before dawn on Sunday. And Sunday is looking otherwise dry with a high of 36 degrees and windy enough to make things very cold. Expect some storm cleanup to take place. Monday will be dry and cold with a high of 34 degrees. The hottest temperature expected next week is 52 degrees. The coldest temperature expected is 18. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 1:36 a.m., low tide at 7:48 a.m., high tide again at 1:53 p.m., then low tide again at 8:36 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 39 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:11 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:14 a.m. Looking way up, we see an M1 class solar flare was released early today. A radio blackout occurred over the South Pacific, and there are three more sunspots ready to blast off in a similar fashion. An incoming solar wind stream is expected to reach Earth on Tuesday. Solar wind speed is currently 398 kilometers per second at 5.6 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 5 megahertz for daytime and fair below 30 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 127. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Dolores Prescott of Jamaica, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
When you needed someone. forget about him. I gave you love with a brand new start. That's what you needed the most to set your broken heart free. I know you cried and you felt blue, but when I could, I gave strength to you. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again.
Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
There is no reason in the 21st century for why people are still exposed to this substance that was poisoning people back in the 18th century.
Vice President Kamala Harris stopped by the Washington, D.C. headquarters of the AFL-CIO on Wednesday to unveil a new lead pipe and paint action plan. As part of that plan, the EPA is allocating $3 billion for lead pipe replacement efforts in 2022. Long term, the initiative calls for replacing all of the nation's lead lines in the next decade. Harris calls it a job creator.
When union jobs are safer, our communities are safer. And when union members go to work, they go to work for all of us.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is pushing back on Democrats' plans to pass new voting rights legislation by year's end. The Hill reports the Dems are looking at altering the Senate's filibuster rules to break a months-long stalemate on the issue.
My colleagues across the aisle have pushed absurd bills that would do things like neuter voter ID laws, make every state legalize ballot harvesting, turn the Federal Election Commission into a biased, partisan body, and even send taxpayer money to political campaigns.
Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar argues that Republican-controlled states have restricted voting access since the 2020 presidential election. According to the Brennan Center for Justice, as of early October, 19 states this year had adopted laws making it harder for folks to cast their ballots.
The Constitution anticipated that perhaps we would need a federal response when, in the words of the Constitution, as written by our founding fathers, that Congress can make or alter the rules regarding federal elections.
It's not all partisan gridlock, though. The Senate has unanimously passed a bill effectively banning imports from China's Xinjiang region, where the government is accused of forcing members of China's Muslim minority into labor camps. The act would only allow imports from the region if customs officials can prove the goods were made without the use of slave labor. And a bipartisan coalition of lawmakers has finalized a proposal to update the 1994 Violence Against Women Act. California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein says the new version would extend numerous services to survivors of domestic violence.
Our agreement would also invest in prevention education efforts. It would expand access to emergency housing support for domestic violence supporters, and it would improve the healthcare response to sexual violence across the country.
Finally today, President Joe Biden signed a measure posthumously awarding the Congressional Gold Medal to the 13 U.S. service members who lost their lives during the Afghanistan evacuation in August. I'm Jonah Chester for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hello? We are extremely pleased that you are here.
Forever.
It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree?
Yes. Just like that.
You're knowing what you are wanting?
No memory whatsoever.
Hello.
It is an expanding thing, yes.
Hello.
And that's good, yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Well, here's what it says.
It's beginning to rival people.
This is what it says.
It is beginning to rival people.
This is what it says.
Can you hear me?
Well, here's what it says.
Hello.
The pulse, like.
Can you hear me?
The pulse that is erratic and irregular. The pulse. For thousands of minutes a month. For dozens of hours a week.
Wow. So I'm not interested in dying the way that people did in the past. I would rather be dead than die of the diseases of aging.
We're going to start to add 10, 20, 30 years on your life. Longevity, escape velocity.
Because we're not dead today.
The point at which for every year that you're alive,
technology
is extending your life for more than a year.
You don't have to die.
People who want to live.
Hello. Hello.
Wouldn't it be nice to have the option
yeah.
to extend our lives as long as we wish?
And we're starting to upload ourselves.
What are you worried about?
Several versions of you exploring the universe reanimate you in different forms. Something will be backing us up.
Because it is possible. It is inevitable.
But we don't think it's inevitable. We think it can be stopped.
And perhaps it's not even there.
The pulse.
But if it is,
you'll recognize it.
Ingenious intelligence.
I recognize it.
Helps to interrupt growth.
I recognize it.
Aerotoxic interspace.
Blocking duplication.
Entirely reduplicated.
You'll recognize it.
I already said it. A 7-year-old innocent child with aerotoxic interspace.
You do recognize it.
Yeah.
The variety of cells in the network must grow.
You recognize it.
This involves aggregation of an ever-growing range of cells.
I mostly talked about my cancer.
You recognize it.
We certainly hope to do at least as well as the cellular phone industry.
We're in the midst of an experiment on my grandchildren and your children. We're in the midst of an experiment. It's the pulse.
Congratulations.
We don't have a control group.
The world's biggest problems with the world's biggest business opportunities.
Over a lifetime.
You're here.
That irregular pulse signal.
Congratulations.
The pulse.
I don't think you can do anything.
Pulse.
But go ahead.
Pulse.
We have more capital available than ever in human history.
This is our last chance.
Pulse. Microwave radiation.
And I think
your owner's manual.
It's a winner.
Says that the smartphone should never be within about an inch of the body.
The pulse in your pocket.
Can you hear me?
believe it. We want it. We feel good about wanting it. And we say yes.
Yeah.
And you can. You want to. We know you do. You want to.
Yeah.
And you can. We know you want to. And you can. It's done.
It's gone.
It's done.
It's smart.
It's done.
It's smart.
Done.
It's gone.
It's done. We're getting carried away.
It's smart.
It's done.
What is the cloud?
Did we tell you?
It's the pulse. We assume that our digital lives will last forever.
It's done.
Just like any physical media that's been damaged. Once it's gone,
it's done.
It's eternal.
It's huge.
The future has a way of inventing itself.
We have to be very careful that we don't get stuck in the myths
if we
of what is ethical.
You.